Welcome, welcome everybody to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck-a-Muck, and with me as always I have the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. How's it going on? How's it going, Christian?
I've been doing good. I got my coffee right here.
Yeah, you're ready to go, huh? You're ready to get started on some, we got a lot of updates today. A lot of things have happened throughout the weekend. Several updates that, it just made it real easy to come back. And also, we had a good showing on our last show we did Friday night, which is available on demand on the World Generation Podcast Network. All you have to do is go into our archives, and everything is on demand there. But yeah, I tell you what, Christian, over the weekend we had an interesting news cycle. And we could not wait until Friday. We had to do a show tonight. And so this is us doing that show tonight. I'll tell you what, why don't we get started with, let's get on with that, the shooting in Texas. Man, this was a horrific, news. That came out over the weekend here in Texas. We had a gunman who was running around creating all kinds of havoc and madness up in West Texas. He went on a rampage and ended up killing a few people and hurting several others. I think death toll is up to like 7, I think. And, I think he injured like 19 people maybe. But this guy was out of control. Things are coming out on him now. He was out of control. Apparently, this guy was a total freaking menace. People are saying that he had a strange residence, that his mental state was not good. One of the neighbors said that he was a very violent and aggressive person, and that he would shoot at animals, mostly rabbits, at all hours of the night. And these are his neighbors saying, we were afraid of him because you could tell what kind of person he was just by looking at him. He was not nice. He was not friendly. He was not polite. Apparently he had gotten fired from his job, but officers and officials are saying that that really had nothing to do with it. He was already enraged prior to getting to his job when he was ultimately let go. Let's see here. And, of course, this is on the heels of the shooting in El Paso that left 22 dead just a few weeks ago. So things have gotten really heated here in Texas, as you can imagine, politically. We had the – I saw the press conference with Governor Abbott. And, of course, they're talking about, and right now, man, it's all a bunch of lip service. No matter who you ask, it's going to be lip service, bro, because there really isn't an answer for this.
They want to calm the public,
They want to calm the public, but, I don't know how you solve this issue right now. The tweet from the Governor Abbott was, we must keep guns out of criminals' hands, but how can you determine who's a criminal and who is not? And also, you have people that buy guns illegally. Guns can be obtained illegally, probably easier than you can legally.
Exactly.
So that's a huge problem right there.
This also brings up my point. First, you need a fucking, you need a permit to get the gun, a license first. And it should only be written in that license only to use for self-defense. And again, I'm going to give this out of the way, the idea of electronic guns and where they put a spy cam in the guns, right? So it's connected to the police stations, right? So the policemen see what you're doing through the gun, in the cam. And then
that's not going to work, man. That is too out there, Christian. That is not There's no way. There's no way
I know.
Something like that would work. I mean,
but,
that's
some
fantasy
shit. You know about my opinion about the guy that, you know, that did the shooting?
Yeah, tell me. Tell me. We must know.
He's a maniac. He shouldn't have done it.
Oh, yeah.
This was wrong. At the end of the day, it was fucking wrong.
And it was him.
I don't give a fuck what... I don't give a fuck what excuse anybody said. He did it. He's responsible. End of story.
That's true. And just to think, man. I mean, okay, first it started in one city. And then it moved into another. It started in Midland and then moved into Odessa, which is just like, I think, I'm going to say like 10 miles away or something like that. And so he was shooting at people along the way, ripped off a mail truck along the way, killed the mail driver, a lady mail driver, just killed her out of no reason, just and took her truck. And then eventually he was... It all came to a head outside of a movie theater, which there's a lot of speculation that he was probably going to go inside that movie theater and take out, you know, unsuspecting moviegoers in a repeat of something we've already seen before.
The guy was a maniac. They can't say he had no motive, because if there's a motive, right, then he would have hurt the people that wronged him. Usually when psychopaths or maniacs hurt people, they either hurt the people that wronged them the most. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, well, clearly this guy was a psychopath. He didn't care whose life was on the line. So fuck him.
The victims.
Fuck him for
this,
what he did.
The victims of this heinous act were between the ages of 15 and 57 years old. We had Edwin Peregrino, 25, who all he did was he ran outside of his parents' home to see what the commotion was all about. And in that moment, he got gunned down and killed. Then, of course, you had the mail carrier, Mary Granados, 29, slain in her U.S. Postal Service truck. Of course, that truck was taken from her as well. Then you had a 15-year-old high school student, Lila Hernandez, who was walking out of an auto dealership. Because this guy was just shooting aimlessly. Just started shooting at people. Anything, any movement he saw, he was shooting. So he just fired at random as he was driving in that area of Odessa and Midland. And so finally, police used an SUV to ram the mail truck down. And this happened outside of a movie theater there in Odessa. And, of course, the vehicle became disabled at the time. And then he started firing his weapon at the police in that moment, wounding a couple of officers before he was killed himself. So they said that he had been arrested in 2001, but... You know, he didn't really have anything. He was charged with misdemeanor criminal trespassing, and he did have an evading arrest charge. Both of those situations, he had entered guilty pleas, and he served, he did some probation time for that. But, yeah, this guy was clearly off and went on his own personal, private, freaking Grand Theft Auto. It seems.
It really was Grand Theft Auto then, wasn't it?
I mean, that's what it seems. Which proves. I mean, I've been saying it. I think I've even said it on the show. Dude, these freaking video games, man. The people. Anytime
it's
I say this, people say I'm stupid.
It's not video games. It's just that they. I don't know. It's not video games. It can't be, because.
It can't be the gun.
People have been doing this. People have been doing this even before video games.
Not as much. I mean, I'm not saying that video games are the sole... clearly, they're not the sole reason why. But, I mean, they could definitely be influencing to certain people. But anyway, this maniac, did all this damage. And, of course, he's dead now, which is... you know, actually a good thing, because he's that way he's not gonna, you know, live free off the government and get housed and stuff, and you know, he won't get punished for his crime until 10 or 15 years later, or you know, God forbid, there might be a lawyer that comes out and gets him off on a stupid technicality or some type of shit, because that does happen. But I digress. So yeah, the gunman is dead. And that's a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, so, but how many more people have? How many more people have to die, though? I mean, seriously.
See, that's what
I'm glad
mean,
the guy
you know,
is dead. Don't get me wrong, but I'm glad the guy is dead. Don't get me wrong, but think about this: this guy used to be an innocent person once before. He used to be a person like you and me, but something fucked up happened, and he fucking, you know.
Well, that's true,
too.
You have
to remember, dude.
There's definitely mental illness involved.
You have to remember, dude. People aren't born evil. Evil only manifests
true.
When people have been done wrong.
That is true. Word of wisdom there, resident watchdog Christian from Philly. So as a result of this news, this all ties into our next topic, which let's move into it now. Beto O'Rourke, because as a result of this, Beto O'Rourke has come out with the idea of buying back guns. The federal government is going to buy back the guns from people. Of course, AK-47s and AR-15s. I don't think he stated all guns, but still, AK-47s and AR-15s, powerful weapons. Now, I have to be straight on this, okay? I am not opposed to background checks. I'm not opposed to background checks at all. I stiff gun laws, I'm not opposed to them. I'm not opposed to them. In fact, I'm not even a fan of the AR-15 or the AK-47. I'm not a fan of them. I mean, what kind of deer hunter needs a freaking AR-15 or an AK-47 to kill a freaking deer? You know what I mean? A regular rifle can do the job. You know, there's no need to have a freaking something pop, 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 pop. I mean, come on, man. That's something that you would use in a battlefield of war. A war battlefield, you know, not in a when you're out there in the freaking woods hunting a deer, which nowadays, you know, which nowadays isn't even done anymore. These motherfuckers nowadays are going out there and shooting Bambi. They're out there putting feed in a feed machine, and then they're just waiting for Bambi to come. They hang out in a deer blind somewhere, and they wait for the poor unsuspecting deer to come and eat the corn that they've left for it. And then they freaking kill it. Well, what kind of fucking bullshit is that? You're not even giving the animal a chance, bro. If you're going to go hunting for a freaking deer, pack your ass up an overnight bag, get out there in the freaking woods, pack a lunch and shit, and go out there and kill a fucking deer the fashion way. But I digress. But nevertheless, we're on this topic of Beto O'Rourke. He's got the idea of going up and picking up the AK-47s and the AR-15s from the people. You're going to go door-to-door and do this? Really? Can you imagine the bloodshed? People are not
I
going to give
that.
Up their guns, bro. It's much
fucking
too late
awful.
For any of that talk. This is it. We are where we are at right now. And in hindsight, maybe the freaking... Maybe Tipper Gore, who is Al Gore's wife, way back in the freaking 80s, she wanted to start this PMRC thing, Parents, some shit Research Council. PMRC, she wanted to start it way back then. They were trying to put a stop to some of these video games that were coming out back then, because even then, the video games that were coming out back then, some of them were deemed violent, even back then, buddy. So they were trying to come out with a way to rate these games, put a rating on them and stuff like that, put a rating on music, you know, music that depicts freaking, you know, like the shit that we played last week with Y'all Gonna Make Me Lose My Mind. They're talking about bullets and, they're talking about violence. And they wanted to rate these albums, you know, put a freaking rating on them. And they wanted to, and then
I Gotta Make Me Lose My Mind was talking about fat girls and that they were pushing them away.
Well, if you look at the lyrics, it also gets violent. He talks about, I don't remember the lyrics, man, but he's talking about guns and bullets and this and that. But and even though, okay, it doesn't even have to be that song. You put on mostly any other song in that genre and you're going to hear a lot of violence and shit, a lot of things calling women hoes, which, you can do that in a rap song all you want. But if you say it out in public, or if you say, you know, you're going to grab them by the pussy and they really like it, then everything turns to shit then. You know, but on a rap album, everything is off limits, okay? Let's get that out of the way right now. But I digress. So getting back to this Beto O'Rourke, dude. He wants to go pick up. What are your thoughts on that? How are you going to pick up these guns,
what?
Bro? How are you going to pick up these AR-15s and AK-47s from the people who have a right to have them?
Well, I don't know why he's even doing this in the first place. Just use the guns to protect yourself in case a serious threat is happening. All right, don't use it for fucking wood hunting or fucking animal hunting or some shit. All right, you don't have to pick the guns. Just give them a fucking safety lock or fucking, I don't know, lock the trigger for them to use. And then you give them keys to unlock the fucking trigger. And just don't take the guns, because then you're going to make them pissed off. It's like poking out a bear. You're poking the bear and one of these days the bear is going to claw at you.
Well, as you know, today Walmart responded to this, they are no longer selling bullets. They have made a commitment to pick up the bullets from Walmart. They will no longer be selling bullets, and to which Beto O'Rourke responded that this is a step in the right direction. And he's grateful that Walmart has taken action, but we can't rely on corporations to stop gun violence. We need universal background checks. We need a red flag laws. And we need to buy back every single assault weapon. We need to buy them back. I can support the universal background checks. I can support the red flag laws. But you're talking about buying back a weapon from somebody that you never even owned in the first place. And that sounds like socialism. I mean, you look at Venezuela.
Okay, wait a minute. The only way you could take back a product is you do a total recall. If there's something wrong with the product itself.
Can you imagine the bloodshed? There's just no way. It's too far. We're too far gone for this. We have too much freedom. We have the guns. The guns exist. They're already in people's hands. You go try to take them back from them. I mean, first of all, how are you going to get the resources to even do that? And I mean, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And Beto O'Rourke is in a freaking fantasy land for even thinking that something like that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. And he can go on television and talk about how fucked up it is. And he can sell T-shirts with "this is fucked up, this is fucked up, this is fucked up," however many times he has it on there. He can sell all the fucking T-shirts he wants, but it's not going to happen. Mr. Potty Mouth is living in a freaking alternate reality. And this piece of shit wanted to be a senator here in Texas.
And not only that, first of all, you do realize that it's going to be hard to get the guns. What if they point the guns at you?
That's what I'm saying. There's no way it's going to happen, bro. Can you imagine the bloodshed? No way. I mean, this is going to – that's – so, yeah, these guys are crazy for even bringing that up. for even bringing something like that up. I don't know what they're going to have to do to resolve this, but it's going to have to, I mean, you know, a lot of it, you know, I mean, this guy was clearly a sicko, man, getting up to this point. This guy was clearly a sicko getting up to this point. His neighbors, from what they were, from the descriptions that his neighbors gave, he was at the brink, you know, he was at his breaking point already.
Well, somebody or someone must have pushed him to the breaking point.
And so, yeah, that's exactly probably, that's more than likely what happened, I mean. So, yeah, Beto O'Rourke and the rest of the Democrats are, he's not the only one. They're all trying, they're all in on this train of trying to pick up guns from people. And, you know, these are the Democrat liberals doing this. And I just, it doesn't end well. It's not going to end well. It's something like that. You start talking about picking up guns from people. I mean, that is the country wanting to run everything. And we are not a socialist democracy here. We are we're a freaking democracy that's founded on we're a republic is what we are. The hell.
Democracy in action.
Texas Republic.
Okay.
We're in a republic here in Texas. I don't know that. Look, dude, what I'm saying, man, is it's all. And Cory Booker is has been quiet lately. Cory Booker's been quiet lately. But he did have something to say about this. He said that he was hopeful that this activism proves to politicians that Americans want better standards for gun ownership in this country. Telling you, man, I'm all for better standards. I'm all for these freaking background checks. They need to do something. I mean, they, really, you have to have a license to drive. You know, you should have to have a license to own a freaking pistol. You know, to own a rifle. You really should. But there are so many out there right now that how do you pick those up? You know, and then another big problem is, Christian, law enforcement, you know, it also happens in the city, too. You know, guns get confiscated every day from criminals. Every day people get caught with guns, okay? And what do they get? A freaking slap on the wrist? Probation? They get some probation time, you know, maybe 6 months to a year probation for having a freaking illegal gun? No. You want to cut down on people owning illegal guns and shit? You put a freaking mandatory 2-year sentence on that. Mandatory.
Yeah.
And then that way you get caught. Hey, you get caught with a freaking illegal gun, you're gonna do a mandatory 2 years for that gun. The next time you get caught with one, it'll be 5 years.
And if you shoot a gun, you'll go to jail for life.
But, of course, you can't have that because then the Democrats would be like, oh, but that's too harsh a punishment. That's too harsh a punishment. How could we do that to him? That's exactly what would happen. But I digress. We're going to move on. But first, I spoke to T-Rock, and we're on board. We're ready to come on with that new show.
Yeah.
The new show will be AEW Fallout, and we are excited to bring T-Rock Plutonium back to the World Generation Podcast Network. So we're excited for that. And also tune in on Thursdays. Well, you know what? Why don't we just tell them about it in the commercials? How about that? We'll be right back after these words, the World Generation Podcast Network.
Jesus was a rifle and Mary was a Glock. Moses was a hand grenade when turned into his flock. Oh, I suppose that you might surmise the Lord was at his best.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether. lost, found. The greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You want to see something really?
Looking for some wholesome family fun? Tune in Thursday to the World Generation Podcast Network for Christian Family Values. WWE Watchdog Christian from Philly, his father, the Joker, and mother, Big Mama, gather around the campfire for a weekly chat about wrestling that is guaranteed to blow your mind. That's Thursday, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local list.
Welcome back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, and I have Christian from Philly with me, and we are talking about the latest things, the hottest topics of conversation that are happening today right here on the Boogie, baby. That's right. Christian, how are you liking this new show, man?
I'm liking it very well, my brother. I had to get a cup of soda, but I love it.
Yeah, and apparently the people are liking it too. Highly rated show, Full Tilt Boogie Show. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the Boogie. Moving on, by the way, I'd like to thank Billy Cool and the Whips for our bumper songs that we are using. God is a Gun, actually. Coincidental, I guess. Coincidental. And also, I'd like to thank Black Pussy for the theme song to the Full Tilt Boogie Show, Black Pussy, which you can find on Made in China Records. So actually, they are now called Black Flower Power, Black Magic Flower Power. Check them out.
Which is an awful name, by the way.
Oh my God. I like it. I like it, actually. I like their new name. It took me a little bit to get used to it.
No, Black Flower Power, I mean.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah, it took me a little while to get used to the Black Magic Flower Power, but you know, after a little bit it just went over my head. I'm down with the Boogie. I'm down with the Boogie, baby. But let's move on. We had let's see here. Yeah, we had a...
Let's talk about Kevin Hart.
No. We'll save Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, man. Since you brought up Kevin Hart, we'll talk about Kevin Hart. Man, this poor guy. Did you see that car, bro?
No, what? What happened?
Did you see the car that he wrecked?
No, he wrecked the car.
What? You didn't want to know what happened? You didn't know what happened to Kevin Hart? Oh my God! He was seriously injured over the weekend. He was in his Barracuda, badass muscle car. We'll say it's like a 1970, some shit like that. Badass muscle car is one of his prized possessions. He let one of his friends drive it, and you know, a muscle car, man, it's not something everybody can drive.
Well, see, that's his one mistake. That's his first mistake.
Yes.
Never trust your friends to drive your fucking car. Never trust your friends to drive your car.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he did. And you know, also it goes to the guy driving, you know, the friend too. I mean, you know, friends don't ask their friends to, you know, drive their muscle cars. But indeed, that's what happened. And Kevin Hart agreed, two grown men, and they were driving the car on Mulholland Drive, which is a winding road. Yeah.
Were these two men intoxicated?
They were not. They were not
then that
intoxicated.
Makes it worse.
So what happened? There is a witness that said they heard tires screeching, which is consistent with they were driving fast, obviously, on a road that is a winding road. It's got several many cliffs and stuff, Mulholland Drive. So anyway, what happened was the car was fucked up, dude. The car was fucked up, man. He and his friend suffered serious back injuries. In fact, he had to have surgery for his. First of all, his buddy was trapped in the car. His buddy was found pinned in the driver's seat under the roof, and also his fiance was with them, and she was also pinned in the car. They had not been drinking. He was airlifted, and his condition was unknown. Let's see here. And Kevin Hart had been picked up from the scene by his own personal security, and he was taken to his nearby home. However, he was later treated for his injuries at a local hospital. And his wife came out on Monday and said that he was going to be just fine, that he had had surgery, but that he was great and awake, and they declined to comment further on his condition. But that is what's going on.
Is he planning on suing these two?
I think it's probably much too early for anything like that. But I doubt it. I don't think technically
the man almost died.
Yeah, I mean, serious back injuries.
And the fact that you just told me that these two weren't intoxicated makes it much more worse, because that means these two doesn't know how to fucking drive a car properly.
Simpleton.
It's awful. Like, why would Kevin Hart, why would he let two strangers, I don't care if they are my friends, they're still strangers, you don't know them personally, why would you let two strangers drive your fucking car, and you in the back seat? That spells disaster. And it was a disaster.
Oh, it was. The car was freaking, it was the top part was completely, it looked like it was total. So
yeah.
That was his 40th birthday present that he had given him, himself. Destroyed in the accident. So best wishes to Kevin Hart. Yeah, best wishes to Kevin Hart. And we hope he gets better soon. So let's move along to the Boston Straight Pride Parade. There was a parade in Boston. Yeah?
Is it one of those parades where the rainbow flag is held and,
No,
oh, wait,
this was opposite. These were straight people.
Oh, well, okay? Then it's just... Then it's just a parade.
This was a, they're calling it a rally, but it was, they marched down the street. It was a parade. Rally parade, I guess the same type of shit. But it was organized by the Super Happy, Super Fun Happy America, which is a group that, according to its website, advocates on behalf of the straight community. So now there's a gay, lesbian, BTQRTSTUVWXYZ community, and there's also a straight community, apparently.
Yeah.
There's not just regular people, but there's a straight community, and then there's this other community. And so they believe that they are an oppressed majority. They believe that they are the oppressed majority. And they say that the day will come when straights will finally be included as equals among all of the other orientations. So
they are equal. What are these idiots talking about?
To me, it seems like they are provoking the gay parade, the gay pride parades that have been happening for many, many, many years. They just happened, last month.
There's no such thing as a straight parade. It's a fucking parade. Then if it's regular people, then it's a fucking parade. Why are they calling it a straight parade?
Well, apparently they even have a straight pride flag. This is clearly designed to provoke, and indeed it did. Indeed it did, because guess what? People showed up to protest because there was 600 counter protesters. Okay, the straight pride parade only garnered 200 people. Okay,
of
so
course,
there was 200 marchers. Yeah, who the fuck has time to go to all this shit?
And plus, of course there's fucking few, because it's fucking stupid. Why are these fucks trying to ruin so hard to be... Why are they ruining something that was hard to gain for the LGBT community, all right? These people work so hard to get their fucking credibility, and now these idiots are fucking ruining it for them. Leave them alone.
Well, my thing is that the LGBTQ has now become, frankly, offensive in many ways, that it's people are starting to revolt by it because they're getting repulsed by it. They're just so out and so open and out in your face about it.
But still we have great singers from it. We have great artists from this community. We have great kids TV shows
from it.
They're teaching kids diversity. What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem is when you have drag queens going into freaking libraries and scaring the little children.
That's a different story.
Yeah, it is. But listen.
They shouldn't be doing that, going to the library like that.
Clearly, the straight pride parade was clearly designed to stir shit up, to freaking antagonize the gay community. And that is, that is exactly what they did. So guess what? 600 counter protesters showed up. and the police had to be there, bro. They had to be there protecting the 200 guys that were there marching. Okay. And so they had a few floats and signs and shit. Trying to support the 2020 Donald Trump campaign and building the wall. So clearly this was set up by some right-wing group, okay, that was trying to antagonize and using Trump and the wall in their freaking protest. Kind of like Beto O'Rourke taking the opportunity of the shootings to say that he's going to collect guns from everybody. You know, the blood hasn't even dried on the freaking streets yet. Okay, and this motherfucker's over here campaigning. I mean, come on. Well, these guys are clearly antagonizing. Okay, and so, yeah, they were, met with some people that were upset about it. And, you know, city officials were even upset because they had to, use their resources and time to protect these 200 people. So, of course, the protesters started turning their anger when they saw that police were protecting the 200 people that were there to march for straight pride, okay? The protesters started revolting and turned their anger towards the police towards the end of the rally. And, of course, this caused many scuffles and arrests and the use of pepper spray and that type of shit. So the whole thing, everybody is just off the rails. Pussies are on fire. All kinds of pussies, liberal pussies, conservative pussies, right-wing pussies, left-wing pussies. They're all on fire. They're all on fire.
Yeah.
They need to extinguish.
So are buttholes. Buttholes are on fire, too. It's tingling.
So, of course, Ocasio-Cortez. Did I just say Ocrazio?
Yeah.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez busted out a tweet to, of course, stir the pot even more. You know, me, if I was in her position, I'd just stay out of shit like this. You know, but no, she has to dive in there.
I would shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but, I wouldn't even give this my course, freaking... yeah. Go ahead.
Of course, politicians won't shut up about it.
Yeah, so she busted out a tweet. For men who are allegedly so proud of being straight, they seem to show real incompetence at attracting women to their event.
Okay,
seems more like a I struggle with masculinity parade to me.
Okay,
and then she went on
to
say, hope they grow enough over the next year to support /join LGBTQ fam next hashtag pride.
Okay, first of all, there's no need to do that, right? You're actually causing more harm than good by doing that. You're provoking them, you idiot. Why are you going around on Twitter provoking these people? They're really gung-ho on their beliefs, all right? Now, I don't discriminate. And I don't question people's beliefs, all right? I would just leave them alone and ignore them, all right? They're just idiots, all right? They're just idiots. Just ignore them. You are provoking the situation, and watch what will happen. It will be worse.
You know what I hate about this, man? It's so freaking ugly. People are just being ugly. They're looking for reasons to go around being ugly. You know, just like that freaking, I mean, as fucked up as it is, this gay, or this straight pride parade, as fucked up as it is, they have to be able to express themselves. They have the right to be able to express themselves, just as the LGBTQ has a right to express themselves at their parade.
Of course. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave.
But for them to do it, it's beyond lowbrow shit, dude.
Yeah.
They're doing it just to antagonize. And then they get, you know, and then what's fucked up about it is that the city that they're having this in has to waste their freaking resources, pay cops overtime and shit to go protect them.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
This is wasting everybody's time.
Crimes could be going on in the city, legit crimes, you know, that are not being tended to because all the cops are freaking busy downtown protecting these 200 fucks. From the 600 fucks that won't let them have their fucking fuckery.
Yeah.
It's
fucking
fucked
bullshit.
Up, bro. Fucked up, dude.
Well,
me, I just watch from the couch, bro.
Yeah.
And then come here and talk about it.
Yeah. It's a stupid situation what happens here.
It's fucked up, man. Meanwhile, people in other parts of the world have got to be laughing at us, bro.
Yeah.
This crazy madness, man. Holy shit. It's a bunch of madness.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of fucking madness. Man. So much madness that we have to go to. We have to talk about the madness going on with Popeye's chicken.
I actually have a news regarding Popeye's chicken that adds on to Popeye's.
Let's have it.
All right. Apparently, a man is suing Popeye's over the fact that they ran out of chicken.
Yes. How ridiculous is that?
Well, that's not the news that you got?
How fucking ridiculous is that?
It is ridiculous. But there's something else that happened that was more really bad.
Yes.
And more ridiculous.
Yes. Tell us about it, Christian.
Apparently, Popeyes was held by gunpoint over the fact that they ran out of chicken sandwiches.
And that, my friend, happened right here in Houston.
Motherfucker.
Can you fucking believe that shit, dude? Right here in my city.
We've been talking about no fucking chicken sandwiches for weeks. For 2 weeks straight, we've been on this show talking about the chicken sandwich and how they keep fucking running out of chicken. Now it came to bite them in the ass because look what happens now. how does Popeyes keep running out of chicken, dude? Like, seriously.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They were doing all this running out of chicken shit for a fucking campaign. A campaign to fucking sell more, to get campaign and publicity. Oh, that chicken sandwich is so good, they ran out.
But, dude, they should have a policy in where if you ran out of chicken, fucking close. Close the restaurant. Why do you keep it open?
It's just the sandwiches they ran out of, not the chicken.
Yeah, but they could be also ran out of chicken itself.
Well, but no, they did not run out of chicken. They just ran out of chicken sandwiches. So they keep the restaurant open, creating all this freaking havoc and shit. So this happened here in Houston.
But what's in this fucking chicken sandwiches that make people go crazy? Is
crack,
it fucking drugs?
Crack cocaine, man. It's crack. It's got to be crack cocaine, man. It's got to be freaking crack.
Fuck me. I've never heard of a man carrying a fucking gun, holding a fucking gunpoint, and asking for a fucking chicken sandwich. All for a stupid fucking chicken sandwich.
Gotta be cocaine, dude.
Fucking holding people hostage for a fucking chicken sandwich. The human race really has gone low.
It's fucking madness, dude. Pussies are on fire, and it's fucking madness. On over a chicken sandwich, dude. Here's how it went down. I heard about this last night. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Is this really happening? An armed group of people rushed the door of a Popeye's chicken restaurant in Southeast Houston Monday night, demanding chicken sandwiches. Demanding chicken sandwiches. A group. This was three men, a mob of two women, three men, and a baby were told at the drive-thru that the chicken sandwiches were sold out. But that apparently triggered the would-be customers. That's when police said they tried to get inside the restaurant. One man had a gun, but a restaurant worker was able to lock them out, all while the group left the baby inside their vehicle. It was more of an aggravated assault because he was displaying a weapon and threatened employees. It seems laughable. But some people who live in the area, along with Popeye's customers, say they don't find anything funny about the incident. He could have shot someone.
What about the baby?
He could have shot
someone
behind a chicken sandwich, said Frederick Taylor. Somebody could have lost their
life
because they ran out of chicken sandwiches. No injuries were reported. Police said the man with the gun is being described as having small dreadlocks, tattoos on his face, and was seen wearing a black shirt with red sleeves. The group left in a blue SUV.
Oh, well, that's very descriptive. What about the baby? Is the baby okay? Is the infant okay?
Well, they said nobody was injured, so I would imagine the baby is okay. But that is Popeyes, I'm telling you, man, they are out of control with this shit fucking sandwich. And maybe, don't get me wrong, it is a good sandwich. I do like.
Yeah, but
the
it's not worth. It's not worth shooting people for.
Yeah, the fuck out of here. These people are fucking nuts. Popeyes is still in the news. We were going to talk. Look, man, we were already going to talk about Popeyes tonight because, you know, we do keep you updated on things that happen
yeah.
here. And we keep you updated, and we're going to keep keeping you updated because that's what we do. We have already committed to that, and we're going to stick with it until something goes wrong. Until then, that's what we're doing. So we were already
yeah.
going to talk about Popeyes, bro, because I already
yeah.
had a new Popeyes story that was going to add to the story. Imagine that. I'm sitting here creating the show last night for tonight.
Yeah.
And I already
yeah.
had my Popeyes story. And I'm watching the freaking news, and then here comes this new Popeyes story. So the Popeyes story I originally had was that Popeyes sent a rapper named Diplo, D-I-P-L-O, a private
yeah.
jet. They sent this motherfucker a private jet full of its sold-out chicken sandwich.
Motherfucker.
They sent
I
this
hope
guy
it was worth-
a fucking full, a jet plane full of fucking chicken sandwiches for this fucker. Meanwhile, over here in Houston, people are fucking going to Popeyes
you know
with
how,
fucking loaded with weapons, freaking demanding chicken
you know,
sandwiches.
You know how disgusting that sounds like? Fucking a jet load of fucking chicken. You know how much
it's
fucking grease
up,
is greasy as fuck? You're greasing up your fucking jet plane, and the smell's fucking rank when it's
not
on the fucking
that.
Sun.
And then in this day and age, they're wasting gas for this. They're polluting
yeah.
the fucking earth with the fucking jet plane, all for this fucking publicity stunt. Where's the
don't
fucking,
forget the story.
Where's the fucking environmentalist tree huggers going after this
yeah.
guy? Going after this shit. Where are the fucking tree huggers?
Yeah, don't forget the story I pulled up about a man suing Popeyes over ran out of chicken.
This is fucking madness. So
fuck
Diplo
Popeyes.
On
I
his
think
part,
Popeyes needs to shut down. They're causing more problems than good.
Well, this rapper Diplo, on his behalf, he put out a Twitter. Well, that's what I'm saying, but he put out a message on Twitter saying Popeyes heard I wanted to try their sandwich, so they sent me some in a jet. Wendy's, your move.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So now he's challenging Wendy's. It's their move. The fuck out of here.
Oh, shut up. Get the fuck out of here. I hope your cholesterol is fucked, buddy.
Yeah. So, yeah, Popeyes on the move. Putting people in danger over this chicken sandwich. Meanwhile, they
yeah.
are putting the planet in danger.
Yeah, where's Captain Planet when you need him?
Oh, man.
Captain Planet, he is the champion.
In another follow-up, a much more serious
yeah.
follow-up, much more serious
yeah.
follow-up, that story
yeah.
that I was telling you guys last week about Kate Steinle, the lady who was murdered by that guy from San Francisco, Garcia,
mm-hmm.
his name is Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Jose Garcia Zarate. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, let me catch you up on it. Last week we went over this.
Isn't this the guy with the sister?
No. The guy with the sister that shot and killed his sister was the Ohio shooter.
Oh, okay.
In the mass murder
okay.
in Ohio. this guy.
Okay.
This guy is the guy who he murdered that lady, okay? But he was acquitted. He was acquitted. What happened was they acquitted him. They came up with some bullshit story, dude, that he first of all, he changed his story several times, okay? But the story that they went with in court was that he had found the weapon wrapped in rags under a chair he was sitting on in the pier where this happened. And that the weapon accidentally discharged, fatally striking the lady. The weapon accidentally discharged.
How could a fucking gun accidentally discharge? There's no fucking way. End of story.
It actually accidentally discharged without Garcia Zarate even realizing he was holding a gun. This is what they saw the freaking jury, bro. And a jury bought this. Get the fuck out of here, dude. In California. A jury bought this.
California. Oh. Well,
now the jury, Now the jury, they were even unaware of his illegal immigration status. If you can remember, I told you this motherfucker had already been deported 5 times. 5 times, bro. He had been deported already for other serious crimes he had done here. Okay, he had come back every time. Well, he came back after had already been deported 5 times. This is a convicted felon we're talking about, multiple times over. And he was charged on drug possession just a couple of months before this happened, before he killed this woman. He had been charged with the drug possession, which was dropped. The drug possession was dropped for whatever reason, okay? And then he was let go. Instead of them looking into him, hey, this guy's been deported 5 times. We need to fucking get him out of here again. No. Or we need to lock him up. We need to make sure he gets locked up. No. They freaking let him go. Well, guess what? 2-3 months later, he kills this woman without even holding a gun, apparently. Because that's what the lawyer sold the fucking jury, and the jury bought it.
Okay, so I guess he was fucking Harry Potter then. He was fucking Harry Potter, fucking cast a spell like stupefy, and then he fucking wished the girl dead. Okay, yeah, okay.
Well,
yeah, he was Harry Potter then. He was fucking Houdini then, Chuck. He was fucking Houdini.
Well, get this. Apparently he is Houdini. Because fucking, he's still in jail, okay? Apparently, the appeals court, because he had been appealing, because he was still in jail for another charge of a felon carrying a weapon, okay? Because if you're a felon, you cannot own a weapon. Well, he was still in jail, you know, for a felon, you know, for the charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm, okay? That's against the law. And, well, you know, of course, this past Friday, what happened was the charge was dropped.
Wow.
They reversed the conviction of the on a technicality of jury instruction, and everything got dropped on this guy.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
No fucking justice for that poor woman. That poor woman doesn't get no fucking justice. This guy got scot-free. Are you telling me right now this guy got scot-free?
He's going to get set free here soon.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
No fucking justice for that poor woman who lost his life to this fucking asshole maniac.
Yeah.
Well, motherfucker, dude. Fuck. You know what? Fuck the court system, dude. They're fucking useless, dude. The court system fucking sucks. This is as bad as the Casey Anthony fucking court case. You remember that shit?
I do. But these are Democratic leaders, bro. that are doing this shit. That's what this is. These are Democratic leaders, my friend. They have taken our country and made it into a place where a felon can be charged with unlawfully carrying a weapon, only to have the charges dropped.
Oh my God. Fucking bullshit, dude. That poor woman lost his life, lost her life, and now she's going to get no fucking justice.
None at all. None at all.
Dude, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the fucking family, dude. They're gonna be fucking devastated. But this fuck is still out there running the streets, and he's gonna probably do it again. And these fucking idiot jury fucking eats it up. But that's there are. They're fucking.
Not only that, bro. It's
the
sanctuary city he lives in. San Francisco.
Motherfucker.
They don't work with fucking ICE or anything, bro.
Fuck.
ICE had a detainer request on this guy. The freaking illegal customs agency had a freaking detainer request on this guy. You must hold him so that we can deal with them. No, they don't listen to that shit, dude. You're with the federal government? No, fuck you. This is our town. We deal with this. We deal with him. We let him go. We're going to let him run around and kill other people.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
This is what the fucking Democrats are doing, bro. This is what they've done in fucking California, and they're trying to fucking come over here now. We fucking dodged a fucking bullet last year with this goddamn Beto O'Rourke clown. He fucking almost beat fucking Ted Cruz for the goddamn Senate. That was fucking close. These fucking liberal pussies, they're all fucking coming to Austin. They're all fucking coming to fucking Houston. Why? They've already fucked up California. California has the fucking highest fucking taxes that you can find anywhere. The highest fucking taxes. Yet people that own businesses in California have to fucking go to work every morning. These are regular business owners, and they have to fucking clean up fucking shit. Feces, needles, and shit from outside their fucking businesses. Because they just let the fucking homeless people run fucking rampant all over the fucking city, taking a shit wherever the fuck they're at.
Fucking bullshit.
This is a fucking Democratic fucking leaders doing this shit. And then when something like this happens, what do? They don't cooperate. They don't cooperate with the federal government. They just fucking let everybody go. These are fucking felonies. Seven felonies this guy's been convicted of. Yet he was allowed to remain in our country because of San Francisco's fucking sanctuary city policy. That's fucking bullshit. You want to talk about prayers, prayers and shit for the family of the shooting victims? What about this lady? What about her family?
Awful.
Her family didn't even get justice. This guy's still fucking walking around the streets. At least that fucking El Paso took his own life and killed him, or at least he got gunned down by the cops and shit. This miserable fuck is still walking around.
This has no justice. Though that poor family has never gonna get their fucking justice.
It's despicable. It's despicable, bro.
Six one nine nine two four zero eight one five.
If you want to get in on this on the boogie, Full Tilt Boogie Show with Chuck Amuck and Christian from Philly, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Take another break, Christian, and
yeah.
When we come back, we'll. Man, I'll tell you what, man. That last story got me fired up, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's no laughing matter, really. I mean, it's freaking... Dude, there is no justice for that poor family. I mean, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, there's no fucking justice.
We will keep you updated on this and on all the other stories here on The Boogie. But right now, we'll be taking a short break. And when we come back, we're going to return and wrap things up right here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. Stay tuned.
I want to grab you by the pussy, knuckle deep like a bowling ball. I want to grab you by the pussy, yeah, and buy your home a section of from Mar-a-Lago to the Las Vegas. Stop and know I am in my language, so please don't think I'm pushy. I just want to grab you by the pussy.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Are you constantly on edge? Do you suffer from chronic headache, hangnail, irritability, or meat sweats? Are people constantly telling you to chill the f*** out? You may be suffering from a rare but common disease known as non-chillitis, and Weedinol can help. Weedinol is an all-natural, organic, fair trade, vegan, kosher prescription drug that can help reduce symptoms of non-chillitis. Weedinol is not for everyone. If you are a paranoid schizophrenic, you should not take Weedinol. If you are a police officer, DEA, or FBI agent, you should stop incarcerating people for possession of Weedinol. Weedinol is not legal in every state, although it should be. Oh, man. Side effects include laughing at geese, dry mouth, increased appetite, munchies, cheeseburgers, ice cream sundaes, donuts, corn on the cob, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, bananas, cereal, fresh fruit, macaroni and cheese, pizza, pepperoni pizza, video games, TV shows, scrolling through Facebook for hours, silly thoughts, extreme appreciation for music, extreme appreciation for nature, strolling through the park, smiling, laughing, taking it easy, frolicking through a meadow, sitting on the couch, drawing, painting, playing guitar. If your meat sweats last longer than 4 hours, call your physician immediately. Ask your doctor if Weedinol is right for you.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amok. And with me, I have Resident Watchdog Christian from Philly, who you can listen to his show this Tuesday, Christian Family Values, taking the podcast world by storm. Christian's Family Values, where Christian and his family, Big Mama and the Joker, his father.
Yes.
His mother and father, yes, you heard that right. Family entertainment right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, Christian's Family Values. That's Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern.
On the Christian's Family Values show, We are going to talk about Bayley's heel turn, which is awful. And we're going to discuss the King of the Ring ongoing. And Raw. So be there.
Yeah, that's right. Be there. For some wrestling talk. Christian's Family Values. And also our other wrestling show that is scheduled to start up in October. AEW. And it will be AEW Fallout. So look for that coming on the World Generation Podcast Network. Moving on, we have news, more news on more, what do we call it, update news from Hong Kong. Things got especially violent this last weekend. I don't know if you saw any of the footage, but man, this is starting to progress. It's starting to get pretty heated over there. I mean, the violence has escalated every week, 14 or 15 weeks now, and it is just escalating. And I think it's going to come to a head real soon. And I'm just hoping that the United States does not have to get involved in this. China has said that it will show no mercy to those behind Hong Kong protests and that the United States must end the support for them. So we'll see how this plays out. Certainly, President Xi from China is in a pickle right now, and certainly he has a lot on his plate with the trade war that's going on right now currently and all the tariffs that are affecting China greatly. They are also affecting the United States, but nowhere near as they are China. And Trump says he expects a deal with them soon, so we'll see how that plays out. But that is indeed another topic for another show. But meanwhile, have you seen this violence going on in China, Christian?
Mm-hmm. China and the trade war?
It's getting violent. No. The violence going on with their, we talked about the protests going on.
A couple
of weeks ago we spoke about the protests. Well, the violence is starting to escalate at these protests.
I told you it was going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we all saw this coming, bro. And, man, it's dude, there's so many Chinese people, and they're revolting. You know, they don't have the luxuries they have over here. Over here, we're a free society. People have guns and stuff. You don't see too many people with guns over there. So these people can just fight and revolt with whatever they can get their hands on, be it glass bottles, rocks, other homemade weapons, I'm sure. Yeah, man, it's getting ugly over there. And I just hope that the United States does not have to go play mother hen, as they typically do. Although I don't think President Trump is the type of guy that would do that, but we'll have to see how that plays out. But mm-hmm. Give us your thoughts on the violence escalating over there.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking awful. They should do what I said, you know, the rehabilitation schools. If you want to, don't deport criminals and all that. Now we're having more violence, and I told you, it's starting to be like the Paris protests all over again. It's getting more violent and it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah, that was ugly, too. That was ugly. I think this has the potential to get even uglier than that. And now that China is also saying that the U.S. needs to end their support for the protests, I think it's going to be ugly. But we will keep you updated on China and Hong Kong right here on The Boogie. Have we talked about Hurricane Dorian yet?
No, we haven't talked about it. It's tragic. Like, Hurricane Dorian has struck a lot of places. A lot of places have no power. And a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah, there's been a lot of damage with Dorian. I saw one of the videos of helicopter going over the Bahamas. And there was this one section. There was a lengthy section that was just, I mean, devastated is not enough. It was obliterated. This area was obliterated. There is no coming back from that. It's clearly a 100% rebuild. And they're reporting seven, the last count that I saw was seven lives, seven victims from this hurricane. But you have to understand, man, it hit 200 mile per hour winds, bro. Can you imagine?
I can imagine, yeah. We had a hurricane in New Jersey. Let me tell you a story, all right? I wasn't born from Philly. I was born in New Jersey. We had to move because, you know, we couldn't take New Jersey no more. But we had a hurricane, right? I don't remember the hurricane. We were out of power for three fucking days, and I couldn't stand it. I was going stir crazy. No lie. I was going crazy without power.
Welcome back to Full Tilt Boogie Show, and we are having technical difficulties here at the World Generation Podcast Network. So we are finishing the show right now, but we will be back and resume with news on Alyssa Milano and Donald Trump and anything else. We'll continue that on the next episode of the Full Tilt Boogie, which will be Friday night at 10 Central, 11 Eastern, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Until then, for Christian from Philly, I am Internet Radio Zone Chuck Amok, reminding you, keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.